It takes only an instant to die. As he struggled to swim away from the huge wave that towered over him, Alex began to hear his father's voice in his head, patiently explaining the survival skills he'd learned in the SAS. It was oddly comforting to listen to that calm, quiet voice, and Alex found the strength to push himself on through the turbulent water. "Are you listening, Alex?" continued his father's voice. "You need to understand how an accident happens. Most people think it explodes without warning, blam, like a firework, but you look more closely at that accident, and what do you see?"
"A fuse," croaked Alex. "There's always a fuse."
He blinked the stinging seawater from his eyes and looked over his shoulder. The wave still towered over him, a solid slab of black water, except at the top where there was a frayed edge of white foam. In a few seconds, the whole weight of that water would crash down on top of him.